that dumpster comment this morning, that was disgusting. I mean, what kind of conversation is that to put on about having, making out in a dumpster? That's ridiculous.
Doc and Woody Show, Shea 106. Don't you get it? When you complain about something, it just makes it do us, it, we do it more. That's how it works here. I don't think we ever said, oh my God, somebody complained about something, let's stop. We said, really?
Let's do more.
Yeah, because we're juvenile.
Is that what it is?
Yes.
I didn't realize that.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
All right, I'm going to put you on the spot here in a moment, Randall. So, police in San Francisco get a call. 7 o'clock last Monday morning from a guy who spots two naked people in a dumpster outside his place. Turns out they're having morning sex in it, on top of a pile of trash. And when they finished, they rolled off of each other and had a smoke right there in the dumpster on top of some flammable materials. Mm. When the cops arrived, they were still naked. Now, I can't for the life of me think what instance it would be a good idea to get naked and have sex in a dumpster. I mean, there are other places.
Are you blind?
I mean,
can't you see we're trash?
Maybe. You can go down an alley behind a bush. I mean, there's got to be other places.
Yeah,
stairwell.
We're trash.
I get it, Woody. We get it.
Let it go. Let it go.
You made your point. And then it occurred to me. It would depend on the situation. Randall, celebrity that you find very compelling, very hot.
Oh, putting me on the spot.
Yeah.
Okay. J-Lo.
Jennifer Lopez.
Right.
Hey, a lot of guys would agree with you there. So here's the situation. You're on a break from your wife. You guys are separated. Okay. You're split up. So you don't have to worry. You're not cheating.
I'm single.
You're single. You're not cheating on her or anything like that.
Right.
Okay? You're with Jennifer Lopez. You can't believe your luck. I've got J-Lo here, and she says, well, there's one thing, Randall. If we're going to get naked and have sex, we got to do it in that dumpster.
Yeah.
Do you say, yeah or no, that's too gross?
Oh, what do you think? In New York second, we're in the dumpster.
In the New York second. In the dumpster.
Come on.
Okay?
I'm single.
Well, yes.
And desperate, apparently.
No, not desperate.
No, you can always shower afterwards, right? It's like, it's not that. Right. And, you know, it's the one time only.
Because
she said, this is it. You're not going to get another chance with me, J-Lo, like tomorrow or anywhere else. It's this dumpster and me right now or nothing.
Yeah.
And then you can go back to the Y and take a shower.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah. So there's not a, because he's living at the Y because he's
right.
Split up from his wife.
And he's got nothing.
She got everything.
I mean, his life is in the dumpster anyway.
For a second there, I thought I was supposed to be happy.
Your life went downhill.
Well, you are happy for a moment because you're with J-Lo.
Yeah. Right. Your life went downhill in 30 seconds. Randall, how do you feel?
In all of this destitute misery, you get a moment of excitement and happiness with J-Lo.
Because
people
split up from your wife.
We're trying to figure out why somebody would want to have sex in a dumpster.
And she took you to the cleaners.
We asked the Shea Nation about this. Eric, what did we ask the Shea Nation?
Your dream celebrity partner wants to have sex with you, but only if you do it in a dumpster. What do you do?
Right. So the Shea Nation says, would they be like Randall and just jump in with J-Lo?
No brainer.
Randall's life is garbage anyway.
Yes, they would.
Yes, they would. I'm in dumpster sex it is, says the Shea Nation.
There you go. Yeah, so maybe not so disgusting there, man.
Oh, that was dark.
500 Shea Nation points to weigh in on this very important Doc and Woody poll. It's 825.